Danny Goldfield thought that Alaska would be the most difficult state to find centenarians, especially a man, but it turned out to be pretty easy. Goldfield knew someone from Alaska, and one connection is all you really need in a state where everyone is closely connected. So he sent an email, his friend made a call, and there you have it.
Kind of amazing that on the first day of the project that I had a lead, at least, for what was going to be the hardest subject to find a man in Alaska who's over 100.
That 100-year-old man is Henry Nelligan, an Alaska native who also is a veteran of the World War II-era Alaska Territorial Guard. Nelligan eats lunch almost every day at the Ketchikan Indian Community Cafeteria. Goldfield joined him there for soup, salad, and sandwiches, as well as conversation and, of course, photographs.
You want to see some of what I got so far?
No, I can't read that.
You can't see it? You can't read the screen?
To me, it's just a blur. Even big letters I can't read.
Oh, that's too bad.
I leave it too long, I guess.
Conversation is part of the process. Goldfield says he's naturally curious about people and enjoys talking with each of his subjects.
I don't really have much of an agenda or questions that I need answered. I'm just happy to sort of, you know, just be with them and wait and hear kind of what they have to offer and what they have to say and let sort of maybe their stream of consciousness and let that inform the conversation. And it's the same way with the photography. Like, I don't have any expectations of what kind of images I'm going to get. I just sort of wait and let things happen and try to make it as natural as possible. I mean, in a perfect situation, I'm almost invisible.
Goldfield says he started this project in part because his own parents are getting older. That made him think about aging in the United States, so he decided to focus his lens on the growing community of older Americans. It's early days still for Goldfield's project, which he expects will take about 2 years to complete. Before coming to Ketchikan, he photographed centenarians in Maryland, Connecticut, and New Hampshire, and after Alaska, Goldfield planned more West Coast stops. This has been a learning experience for Goldfield. He says that before starting this project, he had a pretty bleak view of what it was like to be an older American. Now, though, he has a different picture of that world.
There's a lot of people out there looking out for the elders in our communities, and it's really actually been more encouraging than discouraging, which is nice, right?
Goldfield acknowledges that his project probably leads him to seniors who are well cared for. Another lesson learned is that the senior community is a woman's world.
You know, 80% of centenarians are women. Most older adults are women. It'll be a daughter inevitably that's caring for an elder in a family. A lot of the people that are working in different organizations are women. So sometimes, you know, we hear this all stuff, you know, the politics of gender, of that's a man's world. Well, I have found a world that is definitely a woman's world, and it's the world of older adults.
Speaking of women, Goldfield was able to find an Alaska woman in Ketchikan to photograph as well, 107-year-old Margaret McCombs. She lives at the Ketchikan Pioneers Home. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.